stargazing experience.
Getting tired of city life, Sunny's dad would like to do something different for a change. Last weekend, the family escaped to the amazing outdoors and enjoyed a night of stargazing. They brought blankets, yoga mats, some food and drinks, and drove all the way to a high mountain. Away from the light pollution of the city, the sky looked bigger and closer there. Sunny's dad also handed out each of them a flashlight covered with red paper so they wouldn't fall in the darkness.
Once your eyes adapt to the dark, you'll see more stars.
Red light doesn't ruin your eyes' adaptation to the dark.
Let's find a place to lie down.
The moon looks brighter and the sky looks bigger here.
They chose a flat ground with few trees around. This way, they got as much of a view of the sky as possible. Dad explained to everyone how to tell the difference between stars and planets. If a light in the sky sparkles, that's a star. But if it seems still, it's a planet.
Can you show me how to find the star on my star chart?
Look, there's a shooting star. Quickly, make a wish.
No clouds, not too hot, and with a little breeze. It's the perfect weather for stargazing. Stargazing.
We left the city after dark for some stargazing.
Stargazing is suitable for anyone, any age.
Escape.
The criminal tried to escape from prison but failed.
They successfully escaped from the burning building.
Pollution.
The serious air pollution in the city has caused many breathing problems.
The test shows high levels of pollution in the water.
Bright.
The lighting is too bright in the living room.
He has a pair of bright eyes.
I don't see anything in the sky.
Once your eyes adapt to the dark, you'll see more stars.
As soon as your eyes adapt to the dark, you'll see more stars.
Immediately after your eyes adapt to the dark, you'll see more stars.
How do you tell the difference between stars and planets?
What's the difference between stars and planets?
Do you know which one is a star and which is a planet?
That's easy. I'll show you.